This is the life that I was born into. Ooh, this is the truth. So what you gonna do? Ooh, true.
Welcome to Mixtape. This is where talent and story collide to speak on a variety of topics surrounding sex. Nothing is left unturned as God's grand design as a sex maker is revealed. I'm Jason Sochnik, Executive Director for Project 619. On this tape, I'm joined by Julia Feaser, a blogger, writer, and speaker from Stevensville, Montana. I'm also joined by Corey Crawford, an Insta celeb and Project 619's social media coordinator from Spokane, Washington. Social media is this world unto itself. It's not uncommon to hear stories of those that get caught up in the likes, even though the very thing they might be doing is detrimental to their health or to the health of someone else involved. Why is this? We welcome back Julia to share some of her thoughts.
Let me start by saying I have a love-hate relationship with social media. What I love about it is the creative outlet it affords so many people, myself included, when it comes to creating content. It allows us to meet people we never would have met otherwise, share beautiful or impactful or funny images, and even market ourselves if we're trying to sell a product or connect with others. Here's the bad part about social media. Social media can rob us of time, perspective, and joy. Social media can leave us feeling a lot worse than we did before looking at it. Social media openly invites us to compare ourselves and our lives to that of other people. We envy what other people have, whether it's a relationship, fun friends, luxurious vacations, spotless homes, or more outfits than someone could possibly wear in a year. And because we only see the edited highlights of the flawless lives of others, our own life seems so small and unglamorous in comparison. We lose all perspective on our own life. When constantly comparing ourselves to others, we miss out on the amazing things we ourselves are already experiencing. How exhausting to be constantly bombarded with the idea that everyone else is living better than you. In my own life, social media has left me with huge amounts of self-doubt. It leaves me with questions like, will I ever be that in love? Will I ever be in shape? Why don't I have a huge friend group like her? My life is so boring and she's traveling around the world in an amazing outfit. You know, one of the commandments in scripture is to not covet what other people have. I know for myself, social media usually leads to nothing but coveting, and this blinds me to the blessings right in front of me. It's telling myself over and over again, what I have isn't good enough. And what a hit my relationship with Christ takes when I think this way. It's very easy to see social media as one giant world that we are living in, when if we step back and look at it in the light of who God is, social media is so very small and ultimately quite insignificant. It's our job to find the balance between using social media yet not finding our worth in it.
So what does good use of social media look like? To answer this question, I've turned to our very own Corey Crawford. Corey has a history with social media different from many of us. First, he has over 200,000 followers on his Instagram. Now, he would never readily share this, but I've always been impressed with how he uses social media in the midst of his Instagram celebrity status. This dude can get paid to post stuff. But instead, he chooses to honor God with each and every post. How does he do this? For more, here's Corey.
We all know that social media can be a bad thing. Your parents have probably told you this once or twice. Instead of it bringing people together like it was originally intended for, it can cause isolation, comparison, and lots of insecurity. But I would argue that it's not a lost cause, that there is such a thing as a good use of social media. In order to use social media in a healthy way, try thinking through the following things when posting, chatting, or updating social media. Am I saying posting only to boost my ego? Maybe to build an image that's not really me? Or is this something I genuinely desire to share and would be received well in a face-to-face conversation? Building up a fake image of yourself will only bring insecurity and insincerity. Be you, online and off. 2, am I feeling really insecure right now? maybe needing affirmation? Am I only posting this so that I can get the likes and feel better about myself? The affirmation can help for a little bit, but relying on it will only make the insecurity worse in the long run. 3, is what I'm about to post something that would benefit from being shared in a full conversation rather than a one-line Facebook status? Could important pieces possibly slip through the cracks? Could it cause division or pain if certain pieces of the information weren't shared well? The fact of the matter is, some conversations are just better face-to-face. So those are some things to watch out for. But what are some positive things you can do? 1, use social media to encourage those around you. Don't flatter with empty compliments, but instead find ways to truly encourage others with your social media connections. 2, stay connected with friends that move away or end up taking different paths in life. This is a benefit that previous generations didn't have. 3, build community with your friends and stay connected in ways that you wouldn't be able to. Maybe even try remembering your friends' birthdays. Lastly, if you find yourself getting all wrapped up in the likes, followers, and engagement with things you're posting online, maybe it's a good time to take a break. It can be a practical way to remind yourself that your identity isn't found in how well-liked you are on social media. Shares, likes, and comments are a shaky and inconsistent foundation for your identity, even though they may feel good in the moment. They're no substitution for a deep, ongoing, and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
Sometimes the best strategies are those that include fleeing. Julia's take on fleeing and how it relates to Scripture is really important for us to listen to, not just for social media, but also all of life. Here's Julia.
In the journey of waiting, you're going to be up against a lot of temptation that is going to make it significantly more difficult to wait, and a lot of input that will tell you that waiting is impossible. And if we allow ourselves to become immersed in these kinds of influences, not taking seriously the impact they can have on us, waiting will be out of the question. The answer is learning to run from what can trip us up on this journey. Learning to flee from temptation isn't so much physically running away, although maybe that would help in some circumstances, but rather based on setting good boundaries for ourselves. These boundaries can look like choosing to not watch certain TV shows or films because they depict graphic scenes, not looking at pornography, spending time with people who affirm your values and support you in your decision, and of course, choosing to date people who will honor your decision to wait and who also have a goal of waiting. While we can never fully avoid sexual temptation, we can make good choices that will set us up for success through self-control, boundaries, and prayer.
Mixtape is brought to you by Project 619. Do you have a story you want to share? Check us out on the interweb and help illuminate true life and true relationship by getting involved. Go to www.project619.org/illuminate. That's www.projectsix19.org/illuminate. Thanks for listening to Mixtape. Coming up on the next tape.
Pornography impacted me in a lot of really unseen ways. I knew what I was doing was wrong, or as Russell Brand put it, we don't close our laptops feeling as if we've used our time productively or bettered the world in any way after watching it. It slowly wore me down and made me apathetic. I shut down. I couldn't really think of anything else with my time.